Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brother.
Holiday Row.
Yeah. I mean, you like my tan? Look how tan I am. Oh, come on, bro.
Amateur mistake. Hello, and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Ray Worshel Brother George Mudry.
And the ever tan Worshel Brother Ken.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back, baby.
We're back.
I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you as well.
It's weird.
No, it's been a while.
Yeah, it really has. And we missed Joe.
We've had a lot going on.
Yeah.
We'll get into it, and we'll talk a little bit about it. But first, you know what we got to do, Kenny.
Yeah, you want to do Instagram first?
Yeah, because it's going to take like 4 hours. Unless you just want to give a general...
An overview? A shout out to everyone? No, I mean, there's a few, but it'll only take me a minute or two.
It's not like a...
Nah, it'll be good. We got Kindleborn Photography, BM Construction Liverpool Limited, Victoria Prada.
Okay.
Tom Carpenter, Christopher Moran, JTB, Just Chill, Sam Hack, Chad Manza, Jalego, Michael Atayo, Jason.
Say that three times.
I can't even say it once. Jason Arendt, Bruno Fernandez, Nick Crude, John Liver, Zachary B. Seek, Vincent L. Boombaka. That's an awesome last name. Mercy Boar, Chuck CJ, let's see, D, just play noop, Worsty 23, Lopez Eric, David, Bob Kozkolowski, all right, I got it, David Dillon, Kevin, Alex Stewart, Sandra Wayne Bermgardner, Logan Kinder, M. Pierce, Duncan Morrow, Joe L. Ojo, Leesim Hatims, Beast Mode 2, the Max something. Masonic Journey. That's pretty cool. I don't know what it is. It says Masonic Journey East. I like it. Mm-hmm. And Bounty Hunter in Greece, FMP _ Bounty Hunter. And it's got an awesome Greek flag blowing in the breeze and then the Mandalorian in front of it. It's great.
Somebody is doing this on Instagram. I don't know who it is, but it's freaking hilarious. Yeah. They have different FMP things. They have the broken podcast chair because I talked about how, you know, Joe broke my chair.
It was his fault. My girl Lucinda, she's
Lucinda,
on there too.
Yep, sweet Lucinda is another. It's just stupid picture. So if you guys are interested, I don't know. It ain't us. I swear to God.
Yeah, just keep violating community standards by making new Instagram profiles. We freaking love it. If you get kicked off, it's not our fault.
But there's Bounty Hunter to Greece. Yeah. There's all kinds of Puppet George one. There's a whole bunch of them. Freaking hilarious. And he keeps putting pictures of like Boba Fett in like Greece and then Boba Fett in like the Scottish Rite Museum and stuff. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
I think there was one of Puppet George's alter ego too. What was it, Puppet Stan or whatever?
Puppet Greg.
Puppet Greg, yeah. There's a Puppet Greg one, too. You guys are the best. We love you.
So anyway, let's toast our Instagram.
Yeah, let's do that.
Go ahead, Ken.
Okay. So I recently went to a table lodge, so hopefully I don't screw
this
up.
You're going to jack it up?
I'm probably going to screw it up. But brother, right hand to arms.
Two arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire good fire, fire all. Together, brother. Vivat, vivat, vivat. Actually, it was perfect. It's probably one of the better toasts we've ever done.
Fill them up again. Got one more. This is, and I was kind of nervous about this one, but it made sense afterward.
Constructive criticism, maybe?
No, it's the person's name.
Oh, okay.
This is an Apple review from A Waste of Time 404 ABC.
Oh, that's never good.
EA from Gateway number 29 in Utah.
Okay.
I love five-star review. I love the podcast. You guys not only made me feel welcome, but helped immensely on fears of making a lifelong obligation. I learned that not only was I extremely ignorant on what being a Freemason is all about, but it's something I'm going to commit to for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Please keep up the good work.
That's awesome.
Take a shot in favor of good health and great teachings. Y'all earned it.
Oh, that's so very kind. Thank you.
A waste of time.
Hmm.
It was definitely not a waste of time reading that.
No, not at all.
So, brother, right hand, two arms.
Two arms.
Ready?
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire, good fire, fire all. Together, brother.
Vivat, vivat, vivat. Do you hear that chair squealing through the monitor right now? It sounds like that one's about ready to give way, too. It's like...
Great. I get to be the...
mine sounds okay.
Yeah, it's... I'm short and stumpy, all right? Leave me alone.
Did you eat a few calories
what's going on?
Since the last podcast?
What's up?
Did you eat a few calories since the last podcast?
I'm sure I did. Yeah. I'm sure I did.
I definitely did.
So, let's talk about our Masonic vacation.
Yes.
Really wasn't a Masonic vacation, but we'll go with it.
It was more like a podcast vacation,
we'll
I think.
Present it as fact.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So you want to lead it off or you want me to?
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously we've been super busy, and obviously in Freemasonry we teach that our usual vocations and that our family and our duty to God and so forth always come before Freemasonry. In our cases, it happens to come before the podcast, too, because we got priorities. We got our families. We're normal guys. That's the whole point of us doing this podcast, is to show that, you know, most Freemasons are just normal human beings. We're not superhuman, and, you know, normal people have families, and we have obligations. So, obviously, I've been doing a lot with my family. Been doing a lot Masonically, to tell you the truth. I mean, I haven't been at the podcast, but, man, have I been busy. So I think we mentioned probably on the last episode that I was on that I was recently appointed the Associate Grand Almoner of the 3rd District.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was going to be – I knew it was going to be a fun job. I didn't think it was going to be a super busy job.
Nah.
But man, has it been busy. But it's a good kind of busy because we're basically doing what – you know, it's an extension of our obligations.
Right.
Right? Fellowcraft and the Master Mason obligation. Like we're helping brothers out and we're doing it at the district level and – you know, liaising with Grand Lodge, and it's really redeeming work, but man, it's busy. There's a lot going on.
Joe found that out too when I spoke to him on the
phone. Yeah, he didn't mention
like,
that to him. You know, when he recommended me, he didn't really mention that. He's like, oh, it's good work. It's good. It's the good work. I'm like, yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot.
Hold on.
Yeah, exactly.
He went fishing for his vacation.
Right, Worshipful Shane didn't mention that either. But you know what? I'm totally fine with it. It's the best kind of busy, right? I'm glad I'm busy with that.
It is funny, though, when you get that position, like whether it's DD or whether it's AGM or whether it's the Associate Grand Alman or something like that. It's literally, they go, here are the keys, kid.
Yeah. They're like, it'll be fine.
Have fun.
Yeah, it'll be fine. No, I mean, I've got a shout-out to the Grand Almoner. He's really, really good with all of us. We do monthly meetings, and he showed us all the new guys. He showed the ropes, and he let us know what we had to do. And we were definitely not thrown into the fire, which was a really cool thing to see. I mean, it sucks to not be onboarded properly into a job. And there's like a legit job description for this position as well, so... So that's been fun. Let's see, what else did I do? I went to the Table Lodge we had recently, which we don't do it very often at Lodge, but man, when we do, Harmony Lodge 42, shout out to my boys in Waterbury. They know how to do a Table Lodge. It was a lot of fun. So that was good to see. I mean, we don't get to do that very often. I screwed up the toast, the first three toasts, I think I effed up.
You did it our way, didn't you?
I did it our way. Yeah, somebody told me, he's like, oh, Worshipful Brother Ken, you know the Table Lodge. You've been around the lodge for a while. Show these brothers how it's done. I'm like, oh, God, please don't pick me. So I effed it up.
That's funny.
I'm a poor mentor. And I also recently went to, this was probably last week. It was last weekend. I went to New York City to the Grand Lodge of New York, which was hosting, which they do probably every 2 or 3 years, but it's been a while since COVID. The Garibaldi Entered Apprentice degree, Garibaldi Lodge, which is an excellent, excellent ceremony, beautiful degree. It's totally not standard. It's not where you're used to at all, but it's, you know, they've been doing it for a long time this way, and man, it is a freaking awesome degree to see. So highly recommend if you're a brother in the Northeast, if you have the ability to get into the city, especially if you're a new brother.
Right.
And especially if you're a brother that is of the Italian persuasion and perhaps speaks the Italian language.
Because it's all done in Italian, right?
It is. There's some explanations that
like
are
this.
In English. But
boopity boppity, boppity boopity.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, only real.
Everybody's got a mustache.
Everybody, a lot of guys had a mustache, I got to tell you. But all super nice guys. I met a couple of them. Man, their ritual is spot on.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're an older brother who's been through the fraternity long enough and you've seen 1,000 EA degrees, you will be able to follow along. Even though there's some variation and some differences and it's in a completely foreign language to you, you'll be able to follow along. And man, it's some of the stuff they do is just, you got to see it to believe it.
It's like the Prince Hall when they do their degrees.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the amount of pageantry. The amount of pageantry is, and it adds something to the degree. It's just really, I can't go into the details, but you really need to see it to believe it. I actually saw a couple podcast followers there as well. Shout out to my boy, Frank John Sforza, from Long Island. Long Island? Is that how you pronounce it?
Guyland.
Yong Island? Some shit like that. I don't know.
Long Island.
Long Island? Yeah, I don't know. So I saw him from across the... So the Grand Lodge of New York is this huge, like... It's not an amphitheater. It's more like a traditional theater. It's two-tiered. So we were up on the top tier.
Mezzanine, if you will.
The mezzanine, yeah, the observing platform, whatever. And my boy Frank was over on the other side. And when I was in line to get in, shout out to Eli Dardis, one of our podcast followers. I happened to see him. He's like, "Are you the Ken from the podcast?" So we got to talking. And I'm like, "Man,
did
Eli.
You go?
No." Yeah, no. And it wasn't until later, like I happened to walk by him again and I saw his name tag. I'm like, "Oh, it's freaking Eli." And he like messaged me after. I'm like, "I'm sorry, dude. Like I thought you were, you know, somebody that I didn't actually know by name." We actually know a lot of our followers by name, which is cool. It's always good to see a brother.
Oh, Jai, you cracked me up, man. That was a good
I've been
talking. You're in the comments later.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to read the letter.
Sometimes, you know, thank God don't love me, and then he just gives me gifts, like our listeners.
Our followers give us gifts, man.
Followers they just handle those things. Like, there's nothing to say.
A great trip. highly recommend. We actually, a bunch of guys went down from Stratford. They took a bus down there, so there were probably, I don't know, 20 or so guys that left the Scottish Rite. Facility in Stratford and took a bus down. We decided to take a limo.
Nice.
Yeah, there were a few guys from Harmony Lodge, and somebody happened to know a limo company, and we all kind of tossed in, and I think there were 7 or 8, probably more guys than should be in a stretch limo, but we had a great time going, you know, taking the hour and a half hour and 20-minute ride down to the city and back in the middle of the night and then going to a diner after, because that's what you do when you're in high school or you think you're in college still. It was cool. It was,
Luna,
it was a good time.
What's up?
So that's what I've been up to recently. I think that's
nice. So for those who don't know, I started a new job and thought that my job was going to be, I like what I do now,
which is good.
I'm a federal guard at federal buildings.
Because you did not so much like your last job.
There
was a lot of complaining.
So I'm a federal guard now at a job at federal buildings, and as of right now, I'm still, quote-unquote, earning my bones. Now, what does that mean? That means that the guys who have permanent posts, they have set amount of time and hours and everything. Well, me, I do not have a permanent post at the moment.
You do whatever they tell you.
So I'm the whipping boy, if you will. So anytime that somebody calls out, guess who gets called up? So my hours have gone exponentially through the roof. With that being said, a lot of Masonic things that I did, I had to bow away from, unfortunately. One being the Grand Commandery of Knights Templar of Connecticut. I just couldn't do it.
Bowed out of degrees.
I bowed out of degrees.
Bounty Hunter degrees.
I bowed out. Mm-hmm. Bounty Hunter Degrees. I had no choice, though. Unfortunately, you know, finances come first, family comes first, and I just couldn't. I couldn't maintain the workload.
So you stepped out of line in the Grand Commander?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, man. That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
Man.
You have to have a height waiver to get that job. Nah, man, low to the, I'm low to the ground. It's a good center of gravity.
Nathan,
so.
You're late, brother. All those jokes have been used already on Discord.
Listen, like I said, he said, Nathan, do you have to have a height waiver to where to get that? No. And again, I'm lower to the ground. Mm-hmm. I'm more aerodynamic, if you will, because I'm lower to the ground, like an Indy car, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go as far to crouch into like a fighting stance. All you really have to do is duck your head a little bit.
I mean, realistically, tall guys are my favorite. You just clip them at the knees and lights out. I mean, and if worse comes to worse, I grab an ankle and I just... I chew an ankle. That's what
that
I do.
That also works, yeah.
I'm like a chihuahua. You run from Jack Russell Terriers.
More like a pug.
Pit bull you can stand and fight with. Mm. Throw a punch or something like that. Jack Russell Terrier, there's nothing you can do but kick.
Yeah, let's say pug. We're going to go with pug. Pug.
Eat shit, Ken.
Slightly deformed and small. Hey, no disrespect to anybody who's a pug owner or any pugs that happen to be listening and following to our podcast. I do love that.
Yes, low man on the totem pole, or as I call it, low man on the scrotum pole. I started doing that. The other thing I started doing was, for those who don't know, I'm now Burgess, which is basically a town councilman of my hometown.
Nice. Is that a busy, does it require a lot of your time? And
I didn't think it did.
No.
It started off with same spiel that you get as a district deputy.
One meeting
it's
a month.
Not a big
one
deal.
One meeting
a month.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then it comes time to set the budget.
Yeah.
And it's every goddamn week.
Yeah.
For instance, last week, or this week, there were supposed to be three budget meetings. Three back-to-back-to-back meetings.
Monday, Tuesday,
one week? Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's
yep.
kind of brutal.
Wednesday, I didn't do it because I'm burned out. You know what I mean? So between work and
Do all
working,
these other people that are involved in that process, do they all have day jobs too? Or some of them like career politicians?
Some of them are, a good majority of them are retired.
Okay. So they can set whatever the hell
they
schedule
can
they want.
Set whatever they want. Yeah. Me, unfortunately, I'm not retired. So, yeah, kind of sucks, but at the same time, it's good. You know, I get to take an active part in my community and in my hometown. And again, I love my job, what I do now. It has its moments, just like any other job, you know, where, you know, somebody, you know, may or may not have caught a 1-2 yesterday.
Oh.
But
I think you would enjoy that aspect of the job.
Most people behave themselves.
Okay.
So, you know, they're going to places to, and I'm being very vague here because I can't
remember. Kind of have to be, right?
Yeah, kind of. Most people just go there to get their business done and want to leave, but there are people who, you know, you got to go through a magnetometer, you know, or a metal detector, basically.
Yeah, and they're carrying interesting things on their persons.
No, not even that. It's just like you got to take your shoes off. Like,
okay.
There's metal in your shoes. You don't realize it, but dress shoes have metal in them.
Oh yeah,
so it's they want to break
buckles
your balls.
And stuff.
Yeah, they want to break your balls about that. So, but other than that, the biggest problem about being short is everyone talks down to you.
Sorry.
So anyway, that's basically what I've been doing. So it's been very difficult to get up here, and especially like when I work long nights, long days.
You're shot. You don't want to,
I'm
like,
shot.
Talk to
like, there's been so many times where I'm like, I'm going to come up there. I'm going to record. I'm going to do it. And again, you got your own things going on. You've been very busy. Joe's been very busy. And there's times where we're like, all right, you know, either Joe says, oh, I can't make it, or you say, oh, I can't make it. And I'm like, well, how about we record? Yeah. And again, I was supposed to record with Joe a couple weeks ago. And then, like, by the time I got it to work, I'm like, man, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a, you know, a dead fish.
And to do it solo is difficult. Like, I don't think I could do it solo. You can do it.
I can do it if I have
out.
I could do it if I'm not burned out and I have a subject. If I have something to talk about, I can work off of that.
Yep.
But to just come up here and just randomly just talk about, oh, how was your vacation? Even though it's not a vacation. I can't do that because I don't have anybody to piggyback off of, you know?
Yep.
So recording solo is extremely difficult. You have to have a subject. You have to have interaction. Sometimes it's good through the chat. I interact with people. That's why I don't ever do the super chat, because I like interacting with our audience and our listeners.
Yeah, like all of them, not like prioritizing one person over another. Yeah, I dig it.
I even enjoy sometimes the shit talkers. I really do. Yeah. Like when they pop on here and they're like, "You will die, Illuminati."
Yeah,
I love
and
that
you just
shit.
Get completely like, sidetracked, and you're like, "Okay,
all right,
guys,
you.
I just gotta type I really
got
quick."
Sometimes I don't even type. I just start talking shit on the mic, and it's fine. God.
That's why you need me and Joe up here.
Yeah.
That's why you shouldn't
realistically.
Solo.
And this is a true story. Sometimes I'll look at the comments, but most of the time, if I'm recording by myself, I don't even bother.
I mean, you have to. You're too busy talking or reading.
I don't have. It's not that I'm ignoring people. I just don't have the screen up. So by the time I get back to it, most of the shit talkers show up. And then, you know, right after, you know, they say their whatever spiel they're going to say. They just peace out. So by the time I get back there, it's almost like, well, there's no point to even interacting with somebody who I know ain't watching no more.
Yeah, fair enough.
But other than that, I mean...
that's kind of the gift of having multiple people up here talking, is one person will be talking, the other person is half listening and then reading the comments and thinking about a reaction to those. It's an interesting dynamic.
So now that we've covered our Masonic vacation... I am going to do something I haven't done in a very, very long time, and I'm going to slide over to our message box.
Oh, God, help us.
And the
this is always a terrible idea.
Ooh, I got a little bit of a headache all of a sudden. Pain in my freaking head.
That's not good.
It's just like a random freaking head. Some people reach out to me via the podcast. Some people reach out to my personal... it's all good. You know, I don't mind it. I just want to be clear that I don't mind when people reach out to me personally. Like, it's not a problem because, you know, I know a lot of people are like, oh, man, I'm sorry that I'm touching you on your – or I'm reaching out to you on your personal shit. Like, I don't mean to. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Especially if you're a brother. Like, totally fine. Never had an issue with that. Just spammers I don't like.
So I'm just going to go through here, and I'm going to just go through some of the messages, and we're going to talk about some of the messages and things that people ask me.
Cool.
And this is one from an Ovinid Brede, and I'm sorry, I butcher
names. No. You want me to read it?
So I'm going to read it first, and then you tell me the name, and then you tell me how you would say it.
Okay.
Ovinid Brede Benjaminson.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah! Eat shit, Ken!
Is that Nordic?
Yes.
Why is there a slash?
Norway.
Is that like a zero? So zero, Oven. Okay, yeah, all right. You win.
I win. And he wrote, Dear brother, found your podcast today. Listen with great interest. Here in Norway, in Scandinavia, we are the odd ones in Masonry, since we must proclaim our belief in Christianity and not just a supreme being.
Oh, for Blue Watch? That's interesting.
Maybe a topic for an episode. Yeah, I'd definitely love to cover that.
Yeah.
But he sent me the Wikipedia page, and he said, more info about the rite we follow. He said, so a little about me. I've been a member since... He's... I don't know if that's a spelling error or, again, he's obviously from Norway. He doesn't... probably write or speak English.
Translating on the fly. Yeah.
So he said, a little about me. I've been a member since 2011 and now the eighth degree, or as it is called, eighth most illustrious brother, Knight of the West. That is when we received the ring. It takes about 20 years to get all the degrees from 1 to 10.
Wow. What rite is that?
That's the ring.
Whoa. Okay. So that's sort of
like
Templar
cross.
But it's more like it's like the Red Cross, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
kind of like the one on my arm. For those who think that it is an Iron Cross.
Yeah. No, it's just a cross.
Yeah. It's just it's cross with Templar.
Why don't you look at Columbus's ship, man?
So I just wanted to give him a shout out. Like that's really cool, and I appreciate. It. And again, I also want to just apologize too. A lot of these messages coming through. During the day. And guess what I cannot touch while I'm...
Your phone.
I cannot touch my
phone. Because you'd be a hypocrite. Because you're telling other people to put their phones in the little dish. And right? Wouldn't it be savage if you were just like, yeah, put your phone in the dish, like while you're reading messages from our followers on Facebook. Yeah.
Or I have to worry about somebody coming in and going, boom! boom and blowing the building up. So I probably shouldn't be on my phone while that's going
Situational awareness is probably part of the job.
Or
probably got that.
Or getting stabbed in the neck with a spork or something like that. I probably should be paying attention. So
fair enough. That's so really cool. We're going to have to research that more because it, like, I don't know off the top of my head. I wouldn't even know what. I mean, it sounds slightly similar to York, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that, you know, there's, well, there's more than eight, but, you know, there's a set number of degrees he's participating in all of them.
Right.
Definitely doesn't take that long in the U.S. to get to that point, to go through Blue Lodge and go to, you know, through all the York Rite degrees to Commandery. But the ring has a red cross on it. You have to profess a belief in Christianity. Like, it sounds similar. We're going to have to do some more research. I have to look that up.
So, and I'm going to say this as I want to say it. So, but I understand.
Oh, I already know how to pronounce her name.
Catty, because she's being catty right now.
Oh,
they can see you over the desk. I don't sit at a desk. I am on my feet.
Although we did make his chair slightly higher. So
you can't whoops mash from sitting down in a chair. So. Did they get me a big boy chair? No, no chairs, no chairs. All right. So this one's from Dustin Belcher. And it says, good morning. I love the podcast. I am not currently a Mason, but in the process of becoming a Mason. I've used the podcast for learning about Masons and to help with my decision. Thank you guys for putting the podcast out there for people like myself. I have a question and I was hoping you could help me with. Certainly. I recently learned that there was an Andrew Belcher at Curse of Oak Island.
I
stopped watching the
show. I'm embarrassed to say I still watch the show, and the name does ring a bell.
I took Joe's stance.
No, I still watch it.
I also learned about Benjamin Belcher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the hell he is. But both seem to have a big part in the Masons. There's also an Elm Belcher in Massachusetts. Elm/Belcher. There's a lodge, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I am also a Belcher and would like to know if and how I could find more information on Masons with my last name. I'm not sure if they are the same bloodline, but I'm currently working on that also. I'm sorry to bother you in your personal page. There we go. As I couldn't figure out how to message you from the podcast page in Facebook. All good, man. No worries. Thank you for your time. So he wrote back. I'm going to get back into that in a minute. But this is for anybody who's into genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if you're interested in see if your family is a Mason, you can absolutely write to the Grand Lodge of the state you live in or state your relative and say, hey, I'm doing genealogy on my family. I was just curious if anybody by this last name was a Mason.
You could do that. I mean, it depends on how common that last name is.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, if your last name's Smith, I mean, you know.
It's going to be hard, yeah.
It's going to be
hard. Even Belcher, you know.
Like. Well, I mean, you could always find out, listen, this is, you know, where my family lived. This is the area. Do you have anybody from this area?
Or you could say.
Narrow your search. Don't
Date of birth.
Date of birth, so
last name, first name, date of birth is probably good enough in most jurisdictions. But again, you have to do that genealogy yourself, right? You have to know whether that person's related to you.
Right.
And if you do, you throw a list of names and they'll
It's no different than Google searching something. The smaller you narrow your search, the better results you're going to get.
Absolutely.
So it's the same thing, but it is absolutely a public record, I guess you could say.
Well, it's not public.
Not public
record. Grand Lodge does keep good records in most jurisdictions, so they'll definitely if you're saying, hey, I know this person, this person's my relative, and you have the same last name as them,
right?
The historian, especially the grand historian, I'm sure would love to do that kind of work and find some interesting gems about, you know, one of your ancestors. I mean, that's what we do. We love history in Freemasonry. There's always a brother in Grand Lodge that's willing to do that kind of search for you, but you got to give them something.
Texting.
You gotta give him enough. I don't know who's texting.
Nobody.
Okay.
Anyway, let me go back into this.
You getting another Facebook message from another one of our followers?
No. Work. So I told him basically the same thing. I said, you can reach out to Grand Lodge and give him information. They'll give it to you. So he said, what is a good source for the history or just to learn about Masonry? I've always had an interest in being a Mason and would like to further my knowledge in it. I'm sure more opportunities like this will open once I'm accepted. And I had basically responded with And this is entirely up to the individual. This is just my personal.
But don't go digging.
Don't go digging. Yeah. Because it sullies. That's what I wrote to him. I said it sullies your experience because they're always going to just, they're going to give you the history and then either, bam, you're going to get hit with conspiracy theorists. We run the world. We have babies buried under a lodge. Oh, which, by the way, another reason why we're on a little bit of a Masonic vacation. Literally, the building right there burned straight to the ground.
I posted a picture to our Discord, the Mason Jar channel in our Discord. So if you're a Discordian, you can go and take a look at that. It's brutal.
Probably not a good idea to, and we'll talk about that building in a little bit because it was, I think, a historical building back from definitely the 1900s. But, you know, obviously, I mean, up here, we thank God we had the window closed, but there's a pretty big-ass fire going in downtown Seymour.
There's always the possibility that somebody leaves that window
open. Hey, let's record, boys.
Yeah.
We'll be up here choking on
somebody
smoke.
Leaves the air conditioner on or something.
Carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah. And, probably not a good idea. So that, I basically had said to him, and this is just my personal experience, don't sully it by looking up information. Wait till it's afterward. Get accepted. And that, you know, become a Master Mason and then start doing research on it. And I think you'll appreciate a lot more of that.
You can probably find a lot of grand jurisdictions out there, especially the Grand Lodge of, it's something in the Yukon.
British Columbia and Yukon.
British Columbia and the Yukon up in Canada. Dude, they have so many awesome articles on their website. You can probably find something that has no spoilers in it for you that will still talk or speak to the... you know, the historical underpinnings of Freemasonry and where it originated and, you know, the theories behind that golden thread that goes all the way back to Egypt and all that kind of stuff, even though it's not necessarily verified. I mean, if that's the history that you're looking at, and, you know, the Revolutionary War and, you know, the French Revolution, Freemasonry's tacit, not tacit, it's the wrong word, tenuous involvement in that, you can, you know, read up on that kind of stuff, and it's not going to spoil the experience, but it's tough, man, because you may end up reading something that is either factual and it's going to spoil something for you, or it's completely wrong and it may spoil something for you because it's completely wrong and you're either expecting it or it's just conspiracy theorist nonsense that's going to taint your opinion of the fraternity that you're you know looking to join. So tough call, man. Tough call.
So I'm also responding to messages as I'm sitting here because I apologize for being not able to touch my phone all day. Sometimes I see the messages and I just can't respond at the moment.
So you're just going to do that while you're on air?
I'm going to do that while I'm air because it's right here. But this is from a Thomas Perkins. And he said, hey, brother, just want to give you a heads up. My lodge is having brother Scott Walter up from a lecture. And being in Maine, figured you and Ken were close enough to come up if you wanted to make it.
That's a little bit of a road trip, but... man, I'd be down.
A little bit of a road trip.
We still haven't taken a road trip together.
We got to take that road trip to, we're supposed to take the road trip to New York with the Whittle Sons. I don't know if I'm going to make it because that's the weekend that my son's birthday is.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about that. We'll see if we can hack at them. Oh, maybe Joe and I will go up in your stead.
Yeah, if you can, if you want to.
We'll bring Puppet George or something.
Unfortunately, I am not going to be able to make it because it's my son's birthday party, and it'd be pretty shit dad move.
Yeah,
if I did
no,
that.
I mean, we've got families. I dig it. Maine is a little bit more of a road trip than you are.
Yeah. But anyway, this is from Thomas Perkins, and he put up the thing. It's Rising Virtue Lodge number 10, an evening with Scott Walter. Join us for a special night of enlightenment with a lecture from Brother Scott Walter and his wife, Janet. Hear directly from them about their travels, interviews, and researching America's true founding fathers. Knights Templar, the Hooked X, Venus Families, and layout of Washington, D.C., and more. And this is going to be on Saturday, October 8th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20.
Okay.
And it's at Bangor Anna Shrine Center.
Cool.
He's got his number here. I'm going to wait. I mean, it's on the flyer, so I think it should be fine to put it, give it out, right?
Why don't we just post it on the...
I'll send you the...
Yeah,
I'll send
we'll post it,
to
it on
you.
The social
we'll post
media
it on the,
feeds. Yeah.
What's your name, Ken?
What's my name?
I typed in men, and he didn't show you up.
Okay,
I sent it to you. Yeah, in Messenger.
Someone needs to fill in for Joe and do the shameless plug for Discord. So, worshipful Brother George. Did you know that for, what, $3 or more per month? I don't even know how much.
$5.
$5? $5 or more? Or just $5? You're not helping me here at all. So, write Worshipful Brother George for just $5.
Join the goddamn Discord and have some conversations with us.
It's really not that hard. $5 a month. You can go and search us out on Patreon. I think it's patreon.com.
www.patreon.com/TheFreemasonsPodcast.
Or you can just search us. You don't even have to put the URL in. But if you go to that location in Patreon and you just contribute $5 a month, do you know what you get? You get access to Discord, which is our private server. Okay? You have access, direct access 24/7 to Right Worshipful Brother George here, Worshipful Brother Ken, myself, and Worshipful Brother Joe. And we frequently interact with all of our Discordians, and we have interesting conversations. Sometimes we have audio and video chats together from, you know, brothers all over the world, brothers and non-brothers, people that are just interested in Freemasonry. It's a lot of fun. Plus, you get access to exclusive content that only Patreon followers have access to. And if that weren't enough, and I personally think that it is, but if you don't think it is, you also get the elusive gold tone, the Freemasons podcast pin.
So
act now.
So
this is a limited time offer.
Couple things. We still haven't got the pins because, again, we took our Masonic vacation. Look, we took our podcast vacation.
Those logistical details are completely irrelevant. I can wrap up
that shameless plug in about 10 to 15 seconds.
Yeah, but you
pulled a Messner lecture right
you
there.
You were diddling with your phone, so I had to, because
I'm responding to people.
Okay, well,
I'm actually doing work here. Yeah, I'm earning a paycheck up here. Okay. So this one is actually from Jason Arendt. A-H-R-E-N-D-T. Arendt?
Arendt? I think he follows us on Instagram. I think I screwed up his name on there, too.
So he said, "Hey there, I just want to tell you personally that I absolutely love your podcast. Thank you. I'm getting started in Freemasonry. It's a great introduction, an awesome place to learn. I'm petitioning to Corinthian Lodge, number 38 in Poilop, Washington."
Oh, my God. Poilop. That's not...
We'll go with that. "However, hopefully, I will get my petition when I go to the meeting on the 21st. In the meantime, however, I have been reading as much as I can and listening to your guys' podcast, and this feels like exactly the place I want to be, and it's an honor listening to you guys. Keep it up. Thank you, and glad to have you," is what I respond with.
Thanks, man.
He asked the age-old question, "What is the difference between a worshipful brother, a right worshipful brother? Is there one?" We've answered this before, but Ken, why don't you have that?
Oh, you want me to do this one?
Yeah, do it.
So in most jurisdictions, and I don't want to speak for every jurisdiction around the world, but I think the vast majority of them, you have a title of brother, which you earn once you, in general, receive your EA degree. At that point, people will start calling you brother. You're a brother Mason. You have a master Mason, but there's no real title that goes with that. We're all just brothers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the master of a lodge or a past master of a lodge, you have the title of worshipful brother, which just means brother worthy of respect. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to worship them or anything.
Worship me.
Except for George, you are supposed to worship him. And then you have, in most jurisdictions, right worshipful brother is indicative of somebody who's either a current district deputy or district deputy grandmaster. Right, so somebody who's responsible for Grand Lodge in that particular Masonic district of constituent lodges, they would earn that title of Right Worshipful Brother, or a Grand Line Officer. That's how it works in our jurisdiction. So if you have either of those posts, or you have had one of those posts in the past, you are Right Worshipful Brother. The title of Most Worshipful Brother is reserved for either a current or past Grand Master of Masons. I think that covers all the titles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a bunch of other ones for the appendant bodies, but as far as your ancient craft, kind of Blue Lodge Masonry, the first 3 degrees, those are your standard titles.
It's exactly what I said.
Did I miss on it?
No, but better.
It's exactly what I said.
No, that's
I
exactly
said it better,
what I said.
Or you said it better.
I said it better.
Okay, I'm gonna have to read that and verify.
There's a lot of F bombs in there. No, I'm just kidding.
Right, worshipful brother.
So, again, he said, let me just, I'm trying to paraphrase it a little bit here.
So George actually has that title because he's a past district deputy.
Correcto.
Yep.
Yep. But it really doesn't mean anything. And
no. At the end of the day, we're all still brothers. We all meet on the level.
Yep.
Part upon the square.
And I'm going to be clear about something. Like, if we're really talking about titles and, you know, and everybody thinks that, like, oh, the right washer brother's the highest top. Not really. Because you know what? I'm a fucking washed up has-been. I'm a nobody. Right now, you and Joe are higher than me.
You're a past district
I'm
deputy.
A past. Right? Yeah,
it just means it's just indicative of the post, you know, the position in the fraternity that you have at one point or currently.
Right. Yeah. In other words, that's the highest you've been. It's like, right. You know, past CEO.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that, like, people bow down to him or anything like
Nathan,
that.
Nathan, question.
It's just a title.
For your grand line, are they all called the right worshipful? They are called the right worshipful right up until you hit the grand master and then you become a most worshipful.
Yep. In fact, even the non-progressive line Grand Lodge officers are still Right Worshipful Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. And that is basically district deputies.
That and, let's say, the Grand Almoner, the Grand Historian, right? Grand Secretary, Grand Treasurer. Those positions are not part of the, quote, progressive line. They're still Right Worshipful Brothers because they're Grand Lodge officers. And George is still twiddling with his phone.
I am twiddling
so
with my phone.
So I am going to speak more
speak.
Slowly.
All right, so,
with gusto. No.
He said, I'm telling you, bro, the more I listen to these, the more information I'm picking up. Well, that's why we do it. I was told to read Freemason for Dummies as an introduction.
Maybe not before you take your degrees.
Again, I would caution to reading things before you start your degrees, because it's going to sully them. I'm telling you, you're going to be like, oh, I know what's coming. And that's the worst part, is to know what's coming before it actually happens.
I would stick to anything that's historical.
I'm glad I didn't read anything. I'm glad I just went in there blind.
I mean, there are novels out there where it's vaguely Masonic, right? They're like Masonic fan fictions, if you will, where it's like The Man Who Would Be King.
Yep.
Rudyard Kipling, right? So if you want to learn about how Masons interact with each other without any spoiler alerts from, you know, and the actual Masonic degrees, read something like that. There are other novels written by, the brother's name escapes me, but I think I've mentioned them on the podcast before. Actually, if you go on our Facebook image gallery of, you know, books that we've read or books that we suggest, there's a few in there, and they're, you know, semi-historical fictional stories, really well written, but there are a lot of Masonic themes and there are characters that are brothers in there. So it could give you like an idea of what Freemasonry is about and, you know, how Masons treat each other and so forth without like ruining anything for you. So I would recommend that.
Correct. So Jason, thanks for reaching out, man. I really do appreciate all you guys reaching out. And like I said, this is me doing my due diligence of getting back to you guys.
Live on the air, no less, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so doing my best here. Who else do I got here that I can think of? I think let's slide over to the podcast one now.
Josh McCray, if we join Discord, do we find out who the Instagram troll is? No,
I don't even know who the hell it is, and it's freaking funny as hell too. So I gotta get my
Join and then ask and see if anybody fesses up. But.
So I'm just gonna go down here and I'm gonna start with Ryan Watts. And Ryan Watts, what's up, man? He wrote, we went to a lengthy conversation. I'm not going to dip into this conversation too deeply because he's basically talking about getting a little bit of trouble. And he wants to join Freemasonry. He got a little trouble with the law. And he wants to know, is he going to get denied for it?
Probably shouldn't have. Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily the case. It's not necessarily going to happen that way.
Again, I'm not being specific about what he got in trouble with the law for. And, you know, state of Connecticut now has weed that's legal. You can smoke it on the street. It stinks, by the way. But you can smoke it on the street.
It does stink. Oh, my God.
Oh, they.
You know, quick sidebar, marijuana today versus marijuana when we were kids.
We called it swag.
It just freaking reeks. Dude, I was running on the trail today, and I could smell, like, I took a whiff, and I was like, there's got to be a skunk on the trail. And then, like, I looked over, and, like, I swear to God, like 150 feet away from me, there were like two guys out in the woods smoking. And I was like, dude, like, everybody can smell this. Like, everybody, you know, there's like houses that border the trail and stuff. I'm like, you're not being discreet at all. Like, we can all smell it. When we were kids, it's like, you know, it smelled like grass. That's probably why we called it grass.
So,
hay burning.
Just go again. I'm not trying to, you know, blow up his spot or anything, but I mean, it's a common question. There's a lot of people who want to join Freemasonry, but they're like, oh man, I got trouble back in the day. I don't know, kicked a cat or something like that. No, I got arrested for animal cruelty. I'm just being throwing something off the wall. But is that something that would sully your chances of becoming a Freemason? Yes and no. It depends. Like, you know,
your best bet is to be transparent.
I mean, if you're a child diddler, I mean,
nobody's going to like
nobody's
going to
accept you. Yeah. But if it's something small or something that you've, and again, I've always said that our motto is we make good men better. All right. And we're always looking to improve who we are.
Yeah. Can you be a good man and have done something stupid when you were 14 years old? Like
even
stolen
Christ,
something
I've done
from
stupid
like
shit when I was 21.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like life's a growing experience. Like, you know, you do dumb shit. You realize, wow, that was pretty freaking stupid. And how does the saying go? The path to truth is littered with
bad decisions,
right? Yeah.
That's true to a certain extent. What I would say is if you're asking yourself that question and you're not sure, be transparent. And you're still interested in Freemasonry, be transparent and talk to some brothers about it, right? Talk to the guys that are part of the investigating committee or part of the membership committee or whatever, and just, you know, have an open conversation with them about it. They're not going to shun you. They're not going to shame you. That's not what Freemasons do. It's not what we're about. But, you know, if you ask yourself that question and you're like, wow, nobody is ever going to accept me because I've done something so egregious, then you've already answered your question.
Pretty much.
But, you know, if you're not sure, have an open conversation. Masons are not, we're not judgmental people. I mean, George kind of is with the general profane world. But if somebody is seeking admission, I've heard you be judgy before.
I'm observant.
Okay. Yeah, situational awareness. But if you're seeking admission into the fraternity, he would have a totally different demeanor about it. And I think he would be open to having a conversation. And we're not,
And let me just also say that, you know, we all fell into a, what's the word Joe uses? It's all into caricature.
Caricature?
Caricature, right? Like we all fell into kind of a role. Archetype. Like, archetype. I'm archetype. The angry midget, right? I'm the actually pretty
You're
funny.
Definitely the angry midget.
At work, I'm actually called Angry Little Man. I have no idea how I received this name, but whatever.
We should call that, you know, that federal facility up and be like, hey, we coined that.
Honest
first,
to God,
like,
though,
it's ours.
I think it's just my resting douche face. I don't think I'm like I have a resting douche face. But you know, the story that I tell on the podcast is not who I am in real life. You know what I mean? Like,
it's pretty close, though.
I have never come in with a petitioner and, you know, whipped a mic arm across the room. Like,
no, not in front of anybody. You'll do it in front of, like, me and Joe.
But I'm saying, like, I've never been standoffish with anybody. And I get along with all my brothers, like, as long as they're not Messner. And
there are special cases.
But I mean, it's part of it is for show on here because people get a laugh at resting.
Resting Kadoosh face. I love it. Oh, what a callback, Nathan. You redeemed yourself in my eyes. Well done. Well done.
Nice. Very nice. That was a good one. Oh, man, did I miss it? Nope. You're still on here. Oh, he's talking about the shout out. Yeah, it was a little bit earlier.
Yeah,
sorry,
you did.
Jason.
You're going to have to go back and re-listen to it. Sorry.
Have to go back. Sorry, man. Friend. Just hit the rewind button. I think you can rewind live.
No, I don't. Well, I haven't watched a live YouTube video in quite some time, unless you're up here recording by yourself and then occasionally.
Did I get your dues card pick, man? Like I said.
Dues card pick?
Yes, I did. I got a text message from Luna.
Wow, everybody's like texting and stuff. Are you telling everybody to like get on the live feed right now or something?
No.
I did you get my text?
He texted me a pic. Yeah, here it is. Yep. I got it.
We don't have photos on our dues card.
Yeah, so he sent me a picture of his dues card. Yep. And He said, thanks for all the help. P.S. Still got to send y'all a TN Shine, Tennessee Shine.
Oh.
I'm glad, brother. I'm glad I could help you out. It's, well,
in that case.
See, I helped him out. I don't even remember what the hell I did to help him out. So, see, keep calling me a douche. I'm actually a nice guy. Hmm. I help people out.
King of Kadoosh.
Shit.
The Duke of Kadoosh.
You know, it's actually pretty funny, too, because you know, with what I do, you know, there are some of my coworkers who...
Do any of them know you're Mason?
I think they learned it today when they... Because we're wearing short sleeves now, so I think my tattoo... Oh. What's that?
Oh, this is the first time you've had to do that, yeah.
Don't worry about this.
Yeah, and they were like, okay, snapped a picture, and then went on Google Lens, Google Goggles, or whatever, and they're like, oh, he's a Freemason.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cool. We didn't mean to upset you, little guy.
Yeah.
But it's actually pretty funny because... I've actually gotten multiple compliments about, you know, and I want to just be clear, and I'm not by any means saying anything bad about my fellow co-workers and everything, and all the other PSOs that I work with are great guys, get along.
What does PSO stand for?
A protective security officer.
Ah, okay.
Square badge, basically. No, I'm not Paul Blart.
He's not a mall cop.
Not a mall
right?
cop.
He's like, he works for, like, he worked for, like, what, Homeland Security? Or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, government sorry. Card and all yeah. that stuff. But anyway, but some of the guards were former correctional officers, so they just have a different demeanor to them. So it's been, you know, they're, so I've gotten complimented, like, oh, you're so nice, and blah, 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 and it's great, you know.
That's because you didn't deal with prisoners in your previous job.
Yeah, so, but it's like, you know, for the most part, I'm pretty nice. To help out, I try to do the right thing all the time. You know, just, when you flip the switch, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it doesn't hurt to, like, err on the side
like
of
the
being... Like
the D-bag who I had to deal with yesterday.
The old 1-2?
Yeah, Mr. 1-2.
Yeah, okay,
like
Mr. 1-2.
He came in looking for it, and you found it.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
So you have to, like, read people as they come in. And
well,
like,
yeah.
This guy's,
you know, and it's basically, and this is how I conduct myself just in every day. I'm nice until it's not time to be nice. You know what I mean? And that's how we should all conduct ourselves.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, it's the Masonic way to be.
Show
right?
me respect, and I'll give it right back.
Be diplomatic.
Absolutely.
But if you have to defend yourself, defend yourself. It's like my father always told me.
Yeah.
He's like, never start a fight.
No.
Ever.
End it.
But finish it. And I was like, what? He's like, finish it.
The TN Grandmaster issue. Ah. Get my text here. The TN Grandmaster issue. Nice. So, anyway, I appreciate all the comments and all the messages and stuff you guys shoot me. I do pay attention to them, and I just want to apologize to the guys who do reach out to me and talk to me. Ken and Joe Slack, so I usually answer the questions.
Wait, we Slack?
Slack. Sit in front of a computer.
I thought we weren't on Slack
anymore.
So
yell at them.
We were only on Discord.
I meant you're a slacker.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm...
You don't answer messages.
I'm as active as I can be on Discord. I actually don't get the Facebook ones. Yeah, I'm in front of the computer writing code and stuff. I don't talk to anybody. My job is not to speak to other human beings.
Just
to speak to computers, man.
I'm just messing with it.
Yeah,
no, but I get to him as fast as I can when I see him. Sometimes when I see him, by the time I get a chance to respond, we're talking 6, 7 o'clock at night. Sometimes later, sometimes earlier. And again, I can't be in front of my phone. So
yeah, we'll work on that too.
I miss him. And you know what? Don't feel bad. Again, if you message me and you are somebody who is yet to message me about a question or just to say hello or whatever, by all means, go right ahead. If I don't respond, just... Hey, asshole, answer me.
Yeah.
And I'll be, oh, shit, yeah, I forgot to, because I get jammed up, too.
We'll try to cover each other's butt, too. For some reason, I don't think I've ever gotten a Facebook message, even though I'm an admin of the page, nor
You're the one who re-added me after I got freaking thrown off.
Yeah, but it doesn't notify me, so that's probably on me. I have to go and look at my notification settings on Instagram.
Don't worry, folks. As soon as Elon Musk buys all the internets, all the social media pages up, I won't get kicked off anymore.
Yeah, and then he hires me. I still have my application in with SpaceX, man.
Shut up. No, you
no,
don't.
No, I do. I absolutely
really?
Do. I put an application in. Yeah. They're still sitting on it.
And what do you say? We already have enough robots?
Hope's deleted. No, they're still waiting for my call back. It's been like, you know, you got to give these
Thanks,
guys
Jason.
Some time. You know, they're busy folks. It's only been like 9.5 months. So it's okay. Love you, Elon. Call me.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it. I think that's, I'm good. You?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I've done in the last few weeks. That and, you know, kid stuff.
Mm.
You ever notice that, like, your kids were, well, it's been a while since your kids were in elementary school, but did you ever notice that, like, the last 2 or 3 weeks of school, there's just a huge rash of activities, and it's like, you have to be at school, like, midday or whatever. It's like this activity that, you know, parents are have to come to or invited to or whatever, but they wait until, like, the very last few weeks of school to do it. Mm. You ever notice that?
Okay. Yeah, dude.
So that's, like, the world that I live in right now.
Mm. Well, we'll be back up here again. We'll be a little bit more active.
Yeah.
But for tonight, what do you say?
Yeah, I'm kind of tired.
I'm kind of tired myself. So I want to thank every single one of you for tuning in. And thank you again for all the messages and the comments and likes.
Yeah, and the support and the patience.
Yep. Like, subscribe, share, spread the word of us.
Patreon.
We back.
Yep.
And write an Apple review. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Preferably 5-star. Don't be a douche and leave one. 5-star.
Yeah,
if you don't like it, scroll past it.
Constructive criticism. Before you leave a 1-star review, consider whether it's really about a 1-star review or whether it's a, it's a 5-star. I give you guys 4. Here's what you can do to improve. We'd love that.
Here's 5. Here's what you can still do to improve.
Yeah, George will become angry if we get a 1-star.
I don't get angry about it, but it's like, you know, I don't know. I'm just, if I see something that I don't like, you know what I do? I roll right past it.
Yeah, but you know what? Feedback is necessary because that's how
but people
But
it's never
improve.
Feedback. This sucks. Your page sucks. You guys are boring.
I've never heard that.
Don't,
usually it's like Illuminati
Don't be a crotch rocket.
Stuff.
Don't. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I've never seen that before.
Okay. Anyway.
So don't do that, I guess. But.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. For the Freemasons Podcast, I'm Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry signing off.
And I'm Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, everyone. Thank you
See
so much.
Ya.